Patient name, Ashley Manzolini, M-A-N-Z-O-L-I-N-I. Date of evaluation, March 26, 2024. Chief complaint, in quotes, anxiety. I don't even drive anymore. The patient is a 34-year-old married Caucasian female who comes in with chief complaint of anxiety. She stated she has always been nervous. However, in October of 2024, she had her first panic attack on a plane coming home from her bachelorette party. She stated that 1 year ago in March, she had a severe panic attack while driving. She had to pull over, shut off the car, and have her parents come pick her up. Since that time, she has been taking different routes to work, but then her company shut down. She worked as a bartender at Friday's restaurant. Since she stopped working, she hasn't driven. In fact, her mother drove her to her appointment today. Since last March, she has had panic attacks about once every 2 to 3 months. She just got a new job working in a dental office as a receptionist and wants to get better and be able to drive to her job. She stated that she has no anxiety going out or going to stores or to social occasions as long as someone drives. This is a stark departure from her usual self, where she used to be the driver for many occasions, and she enjoyed driving. The patient's panic attacks are manifested by her heart beating out of her chest. She feels that her heartbeat is rapid. She gets dizzy and lightheaded. She reported that some days she feels, quote, out of it, comma, loopy, unquote. What she is describing are feelings of derealization and depersonalization. She has trouble sleeping. It has become worse with the time change. She is generally an anxious person. She worries all the time. She has tension in her body and poor sleep, as noted. Occasionally, she will take melatonin. She has difficulty falling asleep and has early morning awakening. She started taking ashwagandha, A-S-H-W-A-G-A-N-D-A gummies for anxiety, which she has found helpful. She denies depression, though she reports that sometimes she feels very tired, which brings her down. No appetite disturbance, no anhedonia. As a child, she had obsessive-compulsive tendencies where she would have to touch the faucet 4 times before turning it off. Everything that she did had to be in even numbers that never end on odd numbers, but she seemed to have outgrown that. There's no history of physical, emotional, or sexual abuse. No history of mania or hypomania. No history of psychosis. She's had no prior suicide attempts. She does have a history of cutting herself when she was young, but outgrew that. Past psychiatric history, she saw a therapist when she was young with her twin sister because they used to fight. She was in couples therapy 5 years ago with her current husband. Family history, on the paternal side, anxiety is rampant. Her father has it. He's treated with Prestique. Her twin sister has it and is treated with sertraline and Xanax. Her paternal cousin has anxiety, as well as aunts and uncles. of note is that her father had an MI at age 32. He has lymphoma and diabetes. The mother is alive and well. Medical history is unremarkable, except for cervical dysplasia, which was benign. She has no known drug allergies. Surgical history, colposcopy times two. Social history, the patient is married since November of 2024. She's with her husband for a total of 7 years. She has two stepsons, ages 17 and 18, who live with them. Her mother-in-law is a drinker, which creates stress and chaos for both of them. She tries to have a relationship with her, though it is difficult. The patient worked as a bartender, as previously noted, and will be working as a receptionist in a doctor's office. Her family of origin is supportive, developmental, unremarkable, and dictation.